Fresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And we are off and running here on a Wednesday in January in beautiful Brevard County, Florida. We pray that you are having a marvelous, glorious, supercalifragilistic type of day. Pray that your new year is off to a good start and that God is growing you and transforming you and making you more like Him, and that He's making me more like Him. And we'll all be the better for that. We want to thank you for joining the Refresh Radio program today. Today we will be resuming going through 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Today we are going to begin reading in verse number 16, and then we will migrate to verse number 17. But I want to say thank you to the folks at Coastal Image Landscapes, 321-208-2281, 321-208-2281. If you plan on making your outside more pleasant for you, or maybe you're contemplating selling your house and you're looking to change the appearance there and upgrade that and make it more have more curb appeal, give the folks at Coastal Image Landscapes a call, 321-208-2281. They are very, very knowledgeable. They do a great job, and we have always found them extremely easy to work with, and they have done great work at our house, great work at the church, and we've known other people that they've done projects for as well. So we encourage you to give them a call, 321-208-2281. They may have solutions for your project that you may not even be aware of that exist. I know that's the way that we have found them. They, you know, put us onto a solution that I didn't even know existed out there. I thought we were going in one direction, and they said, we can solve that going this direction. And so tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program, and that would be greatly appreciated. 321-208-2281, that gets you in touch with Dave. But Dan is the person that we have dealt with. He deals with the landscaping. Dave does the lawn care side of things. Tell him you heard about him on the Refresh Radio program, and that would be greatly appreciated. So on Wednesday nights, we do our Fire Bible Discipleship Study. And for us at Merritt Assembly of God, that has been one of the best things that we have done. We want people not just to hear a great message, but we want people anchored and grounded in biblical truth. And our goal is to make disciples that make disciples that make disciples. And you can come and join in at any given point in time. This is not like a prerequisite class where you've got... Now, if we're doing a part two of a lesson, some of the lessons, we have an hour-ish on Wednesday nights that we function with. And some of the articles have a great deal of information. And so sometimes there would be some carryover in that from one week to another. But it's not like, well, I didn't get started in this when they started in September. That doesn't mean that you can't jump in at any given point in time. It's not a continuity type thing. It is flowing through theological truth, one truth at a time, and we have different teachers that that will be teaching a class normally about once a month, and we're actually looking to, you know, as people get more comfortable, they say, you know what, I think I could do that. That's where we're looking to get. So if you're available Wednesday nights at 7, or if you've got young people, teenagers that you would like to grow in their relationship with God and be a world changer for Jesus. We have youth ministry that basically does a similar thing on Wednesday night at 7 as well. So there's just a little, I told our adults, they eat better in youth service than we do. So they have snacks and things like that. But to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 17, we're going to begin reading at verse number 16 just for background. And it says this, "In what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore," verse number 17, "come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughter, says the Lord Almighty." So here we're going to pick up with verse number 16, because I need you to understand the background, just so you understand where we are when it comes to this particular lesson. And I'm trying to get things all straightened out here, and my pages are disappearing someplace around here. So anyway, as you're looking at this, it begins to describe to us the things that God has said. It says that you are the temple of the living God. So we need to realize that that's who we are. It's what we are. It's the we are the temple of the living God, and the living God has something to say about the house. I've watched some home improvement things, and I'm sure there's some dramatization there and some scripting that goes on. But I've always been bewildered about people who don't own the house having greater say in what the house looks like. I'm not talking about the people that make it happen. I'm talking about the people that said, well, I know you have a vision for the house, but I've got a better vision for your house than what you do. And so we're going to set aside your desires and your plans, and we're going to go with mine, even though I'm not invested in this. I don't own it. And once I'm done, I'm going to walk away, and I'm never going to live here. I think the owner has say, and that's what takes place here in verse number 16. God says that his will is for him to dwell among us. It is his will to walk among us. It is his will to be our God. And it is his will that we should be his people. Because of those things, because that is the expressed will of God, verse number 17 begins with the therefore. And, you know, I've said this before and it's not original. Whenever you see therefore, you need to go back and look to see what it's there for. So what is getting ready to take place in verse number 17 is all based upon the fact that God wants to live among us, walk among us, be our God, and for us to be his people. It is a because statement. And because we should want that the same outcome that God has, we should pay attention to verse number 17, because here we are talking about our responsibility in order to see the will of God come to reality in our life. A lot of people don't like to talk about that. That's one of those words that you don't hear about. You want to hear about, a lot of people want to talk about rights. Well, with rights come responsibility. And a lot of people don't want to have any responsibility. I asked the guy who cuts my hair one time. I said, "You are several years older than I am. You don't have near the gray hair that I've got. What's up with that?" And he said, "It's because of that word that you have that operates in your life, responsibility." And And so I'm, my hair is executive blonde for the most part. Well, I don't mind being responsible for things when it comes to God. I want to be a responsible, honorable child of the living God. So what are our responsibilities? The first one says, come out from among them. Come out from among them. And so that's our responsibility. We cannot continue to embrace and cling to the sin that was destroying us, the weights and the distractions that were preventing us from realizing the will of God in our lives. We've got to say, okay, there's going to be some things I've got to leave behind. Paul was writing to a church in Corinth that was a city that had been very influenced by idolatry, immorality. There was a whole lot of ungodliness in the city, and Paul's not just writing this to Jewish people, he's writing this to Gentile believers as well, and he says, you've got to come out from all of the spiritual garbage that you've been dealing with. You've got to be willing to leave that behind. God says that he has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, that doesn't mean that you are never going to interact with people that are not believers. I think that when it comes to that, far too often we are too isolated from unbelievers. We're never going to see kingdom growth if we never interact with people who are not of faith. We need to see people being born again, not just shifting from one church to another church to another church. And so coming out from among them means that we're going to abandon all of those things that had us in bondage, that kept us in darkness, that kept us distracted and kept us spiritually dead in our trespasses and sin. We got to come out from that so that we can embrace what God has for us, so that we can be light into the lives of the people that we know and say, look, what he's done for me, he can do for you. So he says, come out from among them and be separate. So basically, what we are talking about here, and it concludes, says the Lord, this is an authoritative statement. This is not it would be nice if you did this type of statement. It's not that at all. This is an authoritative decree from the throne room of heaven. This is God speaking. Come out from among them and be separate. The truth that is being described here is a spiritual term that is called sanctification. And we've touched on that in our Wednesday night Bible study. Sanctification means this, that you have been set apart by a holy God for a holy purpose. So, in other words, he's called you out of darkness. He's called you into light. And he says, I've chosen you not to be normal, not to be average, not to be mundane. I have called you to be extraordinary. I have called you to come out of that mess so that you could come into a condition of holiness. A lot of times, people ask Jesus to forgive them of their sins, and then they go right back and jump into the cesspool that they were in before they came to church that day. No, that's not, he says, I want you to come out from among them. I want you to come out of that darkness, and I want you to be separate. I want you to be set apart by me. Okay, God is a sanctifier. The Word is a sanctifier. And we've also got to agree to be set apart. And so sometimes that means that we've got to be separate. There's a, you know, I laugh about this. I make a joke about it because I remember when I was in school, our generation came along and hair was a little longer, okay? It was a lot longer than what it was a generation previous to when I came along. And people were saying, oh, I've got to be me. I can't be operating by the rules of the system. I'm just going to be me. I'm going to wear my own style of clothes and my own style of hair. And you know what happened? That whole generation ended up conforming to a standard that someone set to make a lot of money. And instead of being an individual that stood out, they just blended in with the crowd. When God starts calling us out to distinction, there's going to be some social backlash. And whenever we get to our next verse study on lawlessness, we're going to see that that there's a social backlash against Christians. That's okay. It's better to suffer for righteousness than it is to suffer for doing wrong. And believe me, if you continue to do wrong, there will be suffering at the end of that journey. So not only is God calling us out to be separate, but he's calling us out to live and not perish spiritually forever. Okay? It's a completely different manner of life. And so I want to be the person that says yes to the will of God, no to the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life. I want to be the person that is not controlled by the terroristic ways of an ungodly society. I want to be a person that has heard a loving invitation from God that says, if you'll come over here, if you will allow me to separate you from the filth of ungodliness that is going on in this society, there's going to be a marvelous quality of life that you're going to live. You're going to be blessed. I've got a friend whose life has been radically, radically changed. I'm not saying that he's perfect. Because I'm not perfect. I've yet to meet a perfect individual. But I will tell you what, that man gave his heart to Jesus. And his heart was changed, his mind was changed, his skill set has been enhanced, he is used by God, it has changed his finances, it has changed his health. Everything about his life is better because he said yes to coming out of the mess he was in and being set apart by God. He has gone from having virtually nothing to being highly blessed, or, you know, blessed and highly favored. Let's put it that way. So God says, therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean. So let's look at what that word unclean means there. It means things that are impure morally that separated us from God. Okay? So God says that Our first responsibility is to come out from among them and be separate from them. And then the second thing is that we're not supposed to be touching things that are unclean or are impure morally that had separated us from God. He says, don't touch those things. That's in the present tense. In other words, do not be actively participating in things that the price that you're going to pay is going to be with a distance in your relationship with God. I read what I would call tragedies from time to time, and by tragedies I'm not talking about the literary Greek mode of writing or production. I'm talking about whenever I hear about relationships that are rather high profile and that they've decided that there are irreconcilable differences. One of the things that just really pains me is when I hear people say, we have grown apart. We've grown apart. And that doesn't happen by accident. A lot of times that happens because of bad decisions. I don't want to grow apart from my relationship with God because I allow other things to become active participants in my life to where they are having a daily impact on my life. I don't want anything coming in that is unclean, that is separating me from God. God is life. God is truth. God is love. God is joy. God is peace. God is eternal. God is faithful. Why would I want to separate myself from a God with that type of quality and holiness and characteristics? Why would I say he's wise? Why would I want to set myself apart from that to be a part of any other group that is going to be void of all of those elements? When God asks you to set something aside, first of all, he's never wrong. It's always wise. And second, he's not setting you up for misery. He's setting you up for joy. He's not setting you up for failure. He's setting you up for success. He's never, ever wrong. And so in all transparency, there have been times that God has asked me to lay something aside that was not sin. It wasn't even necessarily something that was morally questionable. He just said, I'm God, and I would like you to lay that down to make more room for me or my word or the work that I've called you to do. I'd like you to set that apart. And I will tell you that I have this mindset that if God says to do it, I want to do it. And so there's a lot of things I don't participate in. We do not have a paid television subscription. Could I afford it? I probably could. Okay, I could make that happen. But there's really, when I had it, I was like, man, you know what? There's hundreds of channels here and there's still nothing to watch. And then if you do find something to watch, now the commercials you can't even hardly watch because of everything that is being pushed and propagandized on society. And so it's not even a challenge anymore as to you know, whether or not I could lay that down. I can lay it down. Listen, if God tells you to lay something down and you can't do it, that means that you're in bondage. And the reason Jesus is telling you to lay it down, the Holy Spirit is dealing with you in your life about it, is because he wants to set you free. He doesn't want you controlled by anything that is going to lead you to disaster or distraction. So, and again, like I say, this is a present tense. Do not touch what is unclean. So if you come out from them and are separated, there's a doing and there is a being. We need to be everything God wants us to be, and we need to do the things God wants us to do, and we need to avoid the things that God tells us not to do. But all of that is there, and we need to make sure that it's not part of our present reality. Remember, the things that are part of our lives today are going to impact the life we're able to lead tomorrow and into the future. So you might have had them part of your past. Repent of them, lay them down, ask for forgiveness for the things you need to ask for forgiveness for, and then say, God, you know what? I'm ready to be like it talks about in Malachi. I'm ready to be like a calf released from the stall that is able to go out leaping and rejoicing. That's the type of freedom and joy that I want to have. Listen, when God sets you free, you are free indeed. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. It is not just the truth that sets you free. It is the knowing the truth and abiding in the truth. Those are the things that set you free. So today, no matter what you've got going on in your life, I want you, if you desire God to live among you, to walk among you, to be your God, and for you to be his people, then you need to do this. Come out from among them and be separate. Those are the things that are ungodly that he wants you to be set apart. And then do not touch what is unclean, the things that are trying to sever your relationship with God. Don't touch it. Don't mess with it. Don't allow those things to grab a hold of you and get you all entangled in the affairs of this life. Come out from among them. Be separated to God. We'll see you tomorrow.
Right. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Hear our cry, Lord, we pray. Our faces down, our hands are raised. You called us out, we turned.